With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking once again with Triton's hockey coach, Ryan Sheehan. Coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, appreciate you coming on. You know, your schedule, it looks pretty wild. Tell me a little bit about how you view your schedule this year. You guys are sitting pretty good in Division Four, but the overall schedule, you played some tough games with some tough teams.
Yeah, I mean, just within our league, I think, you know, playing against Newburyport two times a year is, you know, that's a grind in itself, and our opponent ranking stays pretty high, you know, playing those guys in Linfield and Essex Tech, who continue to do pretty well in their respective divisions. So, but as for our non-league games, I mean, Billerica is usually a powerhouse in Division II and a good team, and Gloucester, same thing. So, you know, we just try and put some reasonable games and competitive games on our schedule.
Well, you've had some really big wins, and you know, Coach, I got to ask you with the playoff system now, the power ranking. As a fan, I tend to look more at the power rankings each week than I do the league standings. Now, is that something coaches do also? I mean, winning the league is still important, but with this power ranking thing, it's where you are rated in your division that means the most, I think.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, at the end of the year, that's how the bracket's made. So they're going to have 32 teams, and they create the bracket from there. And you know, obviously, winning the league is very important, and that was our number one goal this year as a team. But you know, you're not completely out of it if you lose a couple, and you know, you just stay tight with teams. So it is definitely the most important thing that we look at this year is the pairwise things and the power rankings.
All right, you got to start with Jack Lindholm. We talked about him the last time we talked, and tell me about how you expect him to lead the team and what he does for you.
Jack's out there. He plays probably 35 minutes a game. You know, he's a cool customer back there. He's pretty poised with the puck. He can score. He can facilitate. He can move the puck. And he's starting to play great defensively. He's starting to really move bodies around and, you know, actually maximize his ice time as best he can. You know, he's out there a lot, so he's got to, you know, you can't go 200 feet every time. So he's, you know, he plays in the middle of the ice, and he's a rock for us back there and a great team leader.
I was talking to John Gardner recently, and I know that you have a rivalry with him. You guys are pretty close. And I was, there's a Marenghi on his team, and I know the couple of other Marenghis that I've interviewed over the past, and I got confused. You have a guy named Gavin Marenghi. Tell me about him.
He's our goaltender and, super talented goalie. He sees the puck great. You watch him before games, he's got his routine. He gets himself in this, you know, this real deep focus, and, you know, he alleviates a lot of the pressure that's put on us, this year. You know, he's got a great glove hand, and you know, very calming influence back in the net. One of the better goalies in the area, in my opinion.
Well, I pretty much Coach Gardner agrees with that. Can you tell me a little bit about some of your other leaders, Coach, please?
Yeah, we have Mason Colby, who's a junior, has been playing great as of late. He's kind of a, you know, he's moving it well this year, but he's a one man wrecking ball too. He can create a lot of stuff on his own. Just because he gets up on you quick, he's a fast player, and he's got a little bit of a nose for the net. Michael Taylor, who's another defenseman who plays, you know, just as much as Jack Lindholm in power play situations, penalty kill situations. He's only a sophomore, but a pretty fierce player. He can hit, you know, he gets up and down the ice pretty well. And more guys up front is Luke Sullivan, Connor Rumpf, and Josh Hersey. I mean, those guys have just been solid for us for, you know, upwards of 3 years. You know, they're on year three now, and they played for us as freshmen, and they're starting to come into their own. And the difference between juniors and freshmen is strength and confidence and all that type of stuff. So,
well, I know I taught for a long time, Ryan, and I found the biggest growth in so many ways, emotional, physical, and so on, was between sophomore and junior years for kids. So it only gets better after that.
Right. So we have a handful of juniors. Our junior class is pretty strong. So that's been, you know, we can rely on those guys. They've played in tough games. They've played in crunch time. They've played, you know, down the stretch in playoffs and tournaments and things like that. So, you know, pretty poised team.
I'm looking at your schedule, Ryan, before we talk about Newburyport, and the Gloucester, you had Gloucester, Billerica, and Linfield all in a row, and they were all close games. What did that do in terms of team building for you guys? Because they must have built up some real game experience that will help you in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, just you know, beating Gloucester. Gloucester's been, as you know, they've been great the past few years. And they're a team that if you can hold to no goals, you know, if you can shut them out, you've done a good job. You know, defensively and offensively, you know, keeping it in their end and not playing, you know, not running around in our own end. But, you know, winning those games just shows that, you know, we can kind of compete with anyone in the state, barring some of the really, really high-end teams. But, you know, it just shows that there's a lot of parity and anyone can beat anyone. You know, Billerica's ripped off a few wins after that, so they're no joke. I mean, you know, you got to play a good game to beat anyone.
Three shutouts in the last four games. Obviously, that speaks well for Marenghi and anybody who's in the net with him. But it also speaks to team defense, Coach?
Yes. Yep. We're getting better on the back end. At the beginning of the year, you know, we played against Winthrop early on. Winthrop's got some serious threats on their team. And, you know, we were right with them, but, you know, some defensive zone breakdowns, some glaring ones, and good players will make you pay for that, and that kind of happens. So, you know, as a team, we just had to tighten it up and continue to tighten it up, and that's the way you win hockey games, keeping it out of your nest.
You speak about Winthrop, and I don't know for certain, but I think you're the only team to get more than two goals against them this year. They're a powerhouse.
They're a powerhouse. They got, I mean, one of the better players in the state. He's not a one-man show, even though he does put up a ton of points. He makes a lot of the other guys around him better. They got a good D-core, and they got a pretty good goaltender. So, I mean, they're definitely a threat in the Division IV tournament.
I learn a lot when coaches talk about other teams and other kids. Tell me now about Newburyport. They're up in Division II. They're annually and perennially a great high school team, and you know they've got one of the within deans of coaches, you know, in Paul Yamin.
Yep, they are. I mean, they're a thorn in our side, and you know, we obviously respect them. We share the same rink. You know, we have conversations with our coaching staff and their coaching staff. We get along well. You know, they do a great job. Their kids play absolutely, you know, 100% at all times for them. You know, they play a simple game, but a hard game. Very tough to play against. Their goalie is a big kid who sees it well and can handles rebounds well. And there's no glaring weaknesses on their team. They like I said, they're well coached. They got a pretty good power play. They got a few guys that can score on offense, and they got, you know, four or five defensemen that are pretty strong back there. So, you know, they are just the top to the bottom of one of the better teams in North Shore, in my opinion. So,
year in and year out. Finally, Coach.
Year in and year out.
we're past the halfway point of the season. So tell me a report card grade on your kids and maybe what you still want to see improvement on.
I'm going to give us a B, a solid B. I think that we can improve on our transition, you know, just kind of moving the puck a little more crisp. It's, you know, sometimes the game of hockey can be boring, Rick, and we want it to be boring at times. It doesn't always have to be, you know, balls to the wall and let's go on breakaways and let's score at all times. You know, we gotta be able to simplify our game a little more and play the boring style of hockey.
I think that's called grinding it out, Coach.
Exactly. Grinding it out. Yep. and we have some grinders.
I love it. Hey, Ryan, thanks for taking the call, man. I wish you luck. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again very soon. Obviously, before the tournament.
Very good. Thanks, Rick.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Be well. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. That is Triton coach, Triton High School boys hockey coach, Ryan Sheehan. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.